So what we want to talk about in this Spotlight Forum is the difference between the training camps of today and the training camps of way back when it was nasty, when it was physical, when it was brutal, when it was violent. And so you think that players may prefer the ones they have today. But in the case of the two players here, two long shots, they might not have had an opportunity to make the Eagles under today's rules.
Well, I had never experienced a training camp before because I didn't play college football. I wouldn't know what it was like to go in there. And you're talking about a 2.5 week camp. How long was ours, Harold, that first one at 76? 8 weeks? 9 weeks?
Pretty much, yes.
And we had six preseason games. It was a 14-game season.
We were practicing 2-a-days. Nowadays, you can only hit once a day. We hit twice a day. Sometimes if you know, coach got ticked at you, did it 3 times that afternoon, that night sometimes. But it was pretty tough. And the toughest training camp was with Dick Vermeil. We thought the guy was nuts when he first. People like Claude Humphrey, Big Daddy, we're practicing and said, you know, what is going on with this guy?
We were allowed to block below the waist right then. Remember that, H? And so you could just go downfield and wipe guys out.
Well, we had to do it. That was one of the ways we had to block downfield at wide receivers is throw at a guy. As the guy that was doing the throwing really didn't like it because you could take a guy out and ruin his career, in which I did, throwing at him, took his knee out. He never played after that. But, you know, that's something I always remember. Till this day, I still feel bad about it but then again, that was my job. That we had to do it. And that was the type of football that we had to play. You know, we talked about the odds of making the team. I was a 7th round draft choice. It was really, really a tough scenery, when I first walked in there. You know, Harold Jackson, Ben Hawkins, Gary Ballman, Tom Wittichick, these guys that I saw and watched on television. I was talking about this the other day. I know a lot of you in here don't remember Tom Wittichick, one of the top running backs that the Eagles had back in the day. He was an all-pro player. Nobody a lot of times will remember him. Even some of the older, younger ones don't remember him. And we always talk about those type of guys that people forget.
We've heard a little bit of the war stories of the old days, and it was a much different world back then. We know why the NFL has scaled back on all the contact. The idea is to make it a safer sport for the players during their careers and after their careers. And the question is, in your opinion, guys, is the football today better football given that the players are not on the field as long? Is the quality of football better? Is the game in the NFL better with the scaled back time on the field and the physical nature of training camp?
Well, I'd say the quality of the athlete is better. There's no question about it because of the training and all the other things that go into it. And there's an interesting thing, you know, Doug Peterson's doing this year, that last year a lot of athletes were held out because of the sports science thing. They'd actually have the sports science go up. A guy would come up and say to Buddy and say, hey, you know, his blood levels aren't right. He can't practice today. Well, I ain't doing that this year. You know, there's nobody coming up, you know. So there's all these different facets of the way they train. We hardly even had a weight room back then. I'd say right now the way the game is, it doesn't even compare with the way we played the game.
Harold?
I'm going to say a little different than Doug because I think we've always had athletes. We didn't have the televisions. The electronic things that they have, you know, give me a guy, you know, you go out there and all of this health stuff, you know. We didn't have the weights that they're, all these things that they're doing now. Guys were lifting cinder blocks on sticks, they were doing that type, sit up, put up, push up. They were getting themselves in shape some kind of way.
Thank you so much for coming here and starting your day with our Spotlight Forum.